Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 27th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement. We want to encourage you today with a perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, The Builder of Everything. The scripture verse is from Hebrews 3, verse 4.
For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything.
Today I gather with my friend Jesse's masonry crew for the last time. Jesse is my Amish friend who has run a masonry business the last several years. He's beginning a farming operation, dairy herd, and he invited me to join his crew for breakfast this morning, and I had the opportunity to pray with the men and encourage them individually as they move on. They were sure a nice group of young men, and I was the old man among them by over 20 years. I enjoy construction work and the periodic opportunities I had to join the crew. Although I don't have specific building skills or training, I suppose I am a handyman as a result of having a hard-working father who modeled the work ethic for me. He was a pipe fitter, but also had general common-sense building skills and could fix about anything. There are certain sights, sounds, and even smells I associate with his workbench area. For instance, his old Craftsman power tools had a distinctive motor smell I can still recall to this day.
Construction affords us the opportunity to be reminded of the handiwork of God. Many of you have seen one of those glass jars filled with various colors of sand that has been carefully arranged in such a way as to show a design such as a desert scene or a sunset. Well, we would laugh if someone told us the design was merely a result of randomly shaking the jar. No, we sensibly recognize that such a design takes intelligence and skill. A few shakes would destroy the design, and no amount of further random shaking will ever restore the original design.
Consider the observable truth in the daily verse. Every house is built by someone. If I were to stand across the road and observe my house and conjecture that it was merely the result of a tornado which came through, I would rightly be scoffed at. We all recognize someone built my house. Every house, even the most simple one, didn't just happen. It was built by someone.
Yet many place their faith in a scheme that is so much far more ridiculous.
I accept the matter-of-fact statement that concludes the verse. God is the builder of everything. Now many in the world mock at such a belief. It's too simple. Or, it's not scientific, or it's old-fashioned, they say. That's okay. I'll just remember glass jars of sand and place my faith in the God of the universe, for He is indeed the builder and overseer of everything.
Let's pray. Father, You are great and greatly to be praised. You are the builder of everything we see, and so much that we've not yet laid eyes upon. We are looking forward to the future city with eternal foundations, where You are architect and builder. Our everlasting home in heaven is not built with human hands, but by Your divine design. Keep us faithful to that glorious promotion day. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. We prepared this message on Friday morning, the 27th. Supposed to get some rain, but right now it's beautiful. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of photos on the site, including one I took last night of a brilliant, outstanding sunset. I do have a picture of one of those glass jars or bottles of the sand, if you're not familiar with what I meant. And we also have a photo of our home. We're only illustrating the aspect of imagining looking across the road where the picture's taking and saying, well, I think that's just some random putting together from a storm. How ridiculous that is. We also have a couple of songs up today. Well, actually, I'm just going to use one song, and it is that song, How Great Thou Art. And I think I found a pretty nice sounding audio version freely available online, used by a click. Let me point out to regular podcast listeners that the next couple of weeks I expect the preparation and delivery of these messages to be a bit spotty. We are traveling out to Missouri for a family reunion, and although I will be taking my laptop and I can prepare the podcast from the laptop, we can. Due to the travel and early times of leaving, we leave Baltimore at 6:50 Tuesday morning, for instance. I'm realistically thinking I'm probably limited to a couple times a week. And we are committed to preparing these messages each day and sending them. We could easily put them on a schedule and have them crank out automatically, but we feel our niche is just the ability to prepare a message each morning. And even if it's not as much time as we'd like to spend, you're really hearing from us that morning. And the theme, encourage one another daily. Well, you be encouraged today. Continue to stay faithful and place your faith in the marvelous Creator.